entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Well, it's another show in the books. I got Vince in the house, and we got Angel in the house. Two main cats, and then we got Matt, Magical Matt, there in the booth. You know, I'm thinking, like, let's just use this database thing, right? What we're talking about earlier. If you want something, right, instead of saying why it can't be done and talking about cost and all that, right, can you have the attitude of, okay, that's what I want. I want to have personalized emails with the person's name on it. And you were the testimonial that it worked better.
Oh, yeah.
Would you want someone working with you that told you why you can't do it?
Well, I find a lot of people are naysayers, right? You know, they like to decide why they're not going to do things, and that holds you back in life. You got to really push forward, have a positive attitude, you know, figure out ways to move on. And, you know, in people's businesses, that's the same way. You know, we when we're calling people, getting people to sign up for marketing, you know, they'll give us a list of the reasons why the marketing doesn't work. And the trick is that if you get the marketing out there, it will work. There's no doubt. It will bring more customers. And
and personalizing the names makes a difference.
Oh, anything that you can do.
Do you think that we should just do a massive generic email and then have it not even in a program now? Just set up to where you have to do it for. Where you, you know what got me? What you said? Push one button.
Yeah.
Right. Why would you want it? And then you know you're not missing anybody.
And for those folks that are just chiming in, tell them what you do for a living so they understand who you are and what your company is.
But it's already something. Can I just say this before you even tell me? Can someone look up the word common sense? Do you know what's the definition?
I don't see you on there.
Oh, no. Is there a definition, Matt, for common sense? Common sense. Someone tell me what the... Can you look it up? Common sense.
He's almost got it.
Common sense.
I mean, come on. It's like common sense. But
looks
here's
like we
why,
need Alexa
but,
in here.
But here's why we can't do it.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just can't you get a project and say, this is what I see as the solution, and tell me why you did it? Or would you want someone that says, here's why we can't do it?
Look, I'm 50 years old, and I've had people come to me to have all sorts of things developed, and I've never told them that we couldn't. I've always tried to figure out a way to do it.
And so, I've got the definition of common sense. It's sound and prudent judgment based on simple perception of situations or facts.
There you go.
That's your definition of common sense.
Maybe we all
how'd you read that? Like, how'd he do that?
First of all, it's called the internet.
It's called the internet, yeah.
Second of all, common sense is something I'd say about 75% of people these days are lacking.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, here's what I want done. And then what the person could say back to you is, okay, I'll get it done. I might have to overcome these hoops and these hurdles. But here's why we'll get it done, because it does make sense to personalize emails. It does make sense to put a list together and have it go out. You know what this guy did at the event? He had a flyer printed, right? And on the front of the flyer, it said, Dear Kevin. Right? And then in the text itself, it said the word Kevin's name was there again. And do you know when you turn the flyer over what it said? Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? This is a guy that's doing a media kit with the personalized. I can't even get the email to go out just to the subject matter personalized. Let alone, could you imagine, I need a flyer printed with the guy's name in it.
Well, I mean, this is actually nothing new, right?
I know,
this has been happening.
And this has nothing to do with sales, by the way.
No. It's just this connecting
not
with
sales.
Your clients. You know,
right.
I get it.
Yeah, right.
The psychology of it. I mean, you pick it up, you look at it, you read the email, and you say, oh, look, I think part of it, too, is that when people receive emails, if they see it's personalized to them, they're less inclined, they're more inclined to think that they signed up for it and it was intended for them versus just some kind of random spam.
Right.
Even if it's a company that you know that you're dealing with, it's important to definitely personalize everything you do with a customer truthfully.
Right.
If you call them up and you want to sell them a product, ask them how their kids are. You know,
right.
Let them know you remember and you care about them.
Right. Oh, my God. It's so common sense. I want to scream.
Yeah.
Well, you know who wouldn't see that? A non-salesman.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
A non-salesman doesn't even see the benefit of it.
Or a lack of common sense. You know? So it is true. It's like using someone's name is very powerful. You know, if someone calls you by name, you tend to connect with that person. It's the
100%.
Same thing with the marketing. You say the name is a connection there. It's
But here's why I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
I'm just going to say that's how my response. Ask me to do something.
Let's see here. I'd like you to visit 13 businesses today, and I want you to, out of the 13, I want you to come back with at least 90% of them sales. I want you to close them.
Here's why I can't do it.
And why is that?
Just imagine that's the response every time you ask something.
Well,
here's why it can't be done.
Why can't it be done?
I don't know. Just can't.
Okay, then maybe you're not the right person for the job.
Right.
I got a task for you. Get more people in here for the radio show.
There you go. Here's why I can't do it.
What's cans? There's no such thing as cans.
I thought it was Mexican, not Mexican.
That's the stupidest joke ever heard. For that, I'm turning your mic off. You tell more jokes like that, I'm going to keep turning your mic off.
Okay, I resemble that remark.
It's resent that remark. Let's try that again.
I resent that remark.
We apologize for those people out there that are
Magical
Americans.
But anyhow, it just gets old. It gets old. It gets old. It gets old. Can't.
Yeah.
But you have to accept the things you cannot change, right?
But courage to change the things you can, though.
But that's, if I can't change
and the
you.
And the wisdom to know the
I
difference.
Can't change you. I can't force you to be somebody that you're not, Ryan.
Right.
So then you're going to be like, you know.
But how many different categories can you say, okay, I'm not a salesman, I'm not this, I'm not that. Isn't there some type of category you can claim is yours?
Yeah. I believe so. And what you're passionate about.
Because everybody's different. Is it lazy? Is that what it is?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I guess
people
it depends.
Like, I'll just say I can't.
Like, you have a marketing company. So you go out there and you meet with clients. Let's say do you have any employees working for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So if your employees told you, I just can't, what will your response be?
Oh my gosh, they say it all the time. Programmers even too.
You'd think
that people who technically know, they'll give you the 10 reasons why they can't, and you have to be like, okay, well, like, do this, then this, and then get it done.
Oh, so you work with them.
Yeah.
So you don't just give up on them.
You have to. They sit there at their desk, like, going, like, I don't know what to do.
These are your employees.
A lot of programmers. I mean, there are creative people out there, mm-hmm. for programmers that you give them a task, and they can figure it out, and they'll power through
it.
But most people, I think most programmers, unless you give them a specific, task and exactly what to do, they'll either drag through it, or their initial response when you ask them to do it will be, oh, I can't do that.
But I think the dynamic, why the reason that the dynamics work for you is because you have a leader and you have followers. You have people that program and that's all they're good at. So, okay, I want you to do this and that, and that's all they need. They don't want to think about it. Just they're going to do exactly what you want them to do. So not like those programs cannot go out there and connect with those business owners. Because
they don't
have that personality. They're introverts.
Honestly, and it's weird. They wouldn't even want to. I know programmers who could do great work. They'll show up, they'll do their job, and they'll go home. They won't take that entrepreneurial step to take it to the next level, to communicate with a customer, personalize the experience, make promises, don't weasel word, tell people what we're going to do, and then get it done.
And that's what you're good at.
I try my best.
That's what you're good at. That's why you're in business, right?
That's right.
So it's like a scale, right? The people
using the Christmas cards as an example, I'm calling people up to sell them, redo the resale. So that's what I've been doing the last week, right? Wouldn't it be better for me that if you have, say, 60 Christmas cards done already, one the salesman knows, and then I call those people like 2 days after they get the Christmas card, and then I do the resale, or wait till the last second, let me do the resale where they say no, and then 2 days later after I do the resale and they say no, then 2 days after that they get the Christmas card? Or would you want them to get the Christmas card as soon as possible? What's today's date, by the way?
December 12th.
Right, why not
December
get them?
13th, rather.
If I got you a Christmas card personalized to you, right, would you then say to me, I call you up now, would you feel a little warmth toward me that you got the Christmas card? I got permission to say this. The guy, his name is, he owns Auto Service Experts, and I got the permission to say this because I said this is, he cried when he got hit. Oh, 5:15, we got to call Papa's Pizza. That's what it was.
Okay, I need a phone number.
I know. Tammy, can you give him Papa's Pizza's phone number? Is she even listening? Probably not. She's doing... All right.
Let's look it up on the internet.
I'll look it up. Papa's Pizza in Tarpon.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Now,
but anyhow...
Keep talking, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, so...
We got to make this book searchable.
He cried. And what happens is his daughter didn't even get him nothing. So he ended up getting nothing for Christmas.
Oh,
right?
That's horrible.
And he was really sad and depressed. And then he went to the mailbox, right? And he realized he was getting no Christmas cards and nothing. His name is Perry, by the way. Okay, I just remembered. And then he said to me, and I got his permission to say this, and he said he went into tears when he got his Christmas card from me, right? We all want to be loved. I don't care what you say, anybody.
Oh, and remembered.
Remembered. Everybody wants to be loved. And I remember me getting a Christmas card from this guy, Ed, who was at an AA meeting, right? And I was the only thing I got. And this is when I first got sober. So, like, you know when you're at rock bottom? It was like 30 years ago. I had nothing, right? I just destroyed. I was a destroyer. And that's why I ended up going into a program, right? So, you know, these Christmas cards mean a lot. So would you do, then, 55 Christmas cards and then hold on to them? Or would you try to get them in the mail as soon as possible?
I just give it to Santa Claus and you just distribute them for me.
Right, you would mail them out. Right. And then what I would do is give that list to the salesman of the 55 people that got the Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And then what I would do is have the salesman call them up. Like 1 or 2 days after they get
that
the card.
That reminds me, I need your address so I can send your card.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that worked
Hi,
out
Maria.
Good.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hey, Brian. How you been?
Okay. Would it touch your heart? I'm just such a psychopath. Would it touch your heart if you got a Christmas card from us? Would that
of
mean
Of course.
Something?
You always have Christmas cards.
Right. So would you think... So if I called you up, say, like a day after you got the Christmas card, would you be more warm toward me as a person that I took the time to send you a Christmas card?
Sure.
Right. Again, what's that definition of common sense? I mean, it's just common sense.
All right, I'm starting to feel guilty. I got to say, how many Christmas cards do you send out?
I'm actually a Jehovah Witness. I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just joking. Right. I'm just joking. All right.
So, that's a terrible joke in this area.
So, Maria, let's do this.
I'll send you a card.
Let's do this, Maria. We're going to announce. We haven't announced it yet, and I'm going to announce it here right now.
Maria.
Next, Maria.
It's Maria.
Maria. We're doing a TV show next month. Did you want to? You're just being told that, huh? You hear that? On Rocco. And who's going to be on my first show?
I don't know. I just wonder.
Maria.
Maria.
And there's going to be three cameras in the studio, and we're real excited. And who's going to help me do it?
I am.
There you go.
That's awesome. Right.
And you too.
Really? What day is it on?
It's going to be on Rocco TV. It's the same guy, if you don't mind me, Maria.
What day? What day?
It's Friday at 7.
Friday at 7? Cool. Yeah.
Good time slot.
Right. And what he does is he does, real quick, Maria, and then we'll go to you, okay?
Okay.
What he does is he does Court TV. Like, I guess recently the popular one, it's so terrible to say it that way. But anyhow, one that had a high viewership, the guy came back, guy threw popcorn on the person in the movie theater. Well, the guy goes to his car and shoots the guy for throwing popcorn on him.
That's kind of morbid.
Right, but then he got he got found innocent because he used the Stand Your Ground.
No way.
Yeah. And this is all on TV now. He does from gavel to gavel.
I heard about that, but I didn't think they let him go. I thought they arrested him and he was done.
No.
You're talking a couple of years ago now.
Oh, right? Has it been a couple of years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, an elderly man that did that. I remember threw popcorn at the guy.
Ex-police officer, did the shooting.
Right, but this guy, what he does is and Dan Abrams buys all his stuff, like a paparazzi. Mm-hmm. He gets his material because he has three cameras in the courtroom. So this is a guy that came up to me because we went to an expo at the Holiday Inn, and we had a booth. It was really successful. But the point is that he said, I listened to the show, and I said, really? He goes, no, I listened to your show. I do. So I said, okay. He goes, I would love to have you do a TV show here. And this is the guy that owns the studio.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to have Maria.
Maria.
Is going to be one of our first on our first show.
Maria, you Italian?
No, I'm Colombia.
Colombiana. Oh, qué parte? Bogota?
Medellin.
It's beautiful. Yeah. You need to go to Colombia, man. It's beautiful out there.
Speak to her in Colombian for a little bit.
I just did.
We'll do some more. Ask her if she has any Colombian coffee.
I don't know. She understands English.
I don't know. She doesn't speak good.
No.
Maria, have you bought all your Christmas presents yet?
I wish.
Oh.
I wish. So but Latin always wait to the last minute. So that one is.
Don't tell them our secrets.
You're not Latino anyway.
Yo soy Puerto Riqueño.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend who was Colombian, so I used to go to Colombia all the time, to Bogota, I went to Chía, I went to El Parque del Café, the Park of Coffee there is beautiful.
No, that one is in the cafetero, no es Bogota.
El cafetero, but it's outside of Bogota, so it's a little, was a distance. so I did a little bit of traveling over there, it's beautiful in Colombia. As a matter of fact, a lot of people leave here to go there to live 6 months out of the year, because the cost of living is so affordable. Healthcare is phenomenal. If you, for example, if you get your whole teeth done, it'll cost you $30,000 here, and over there it's like $6,000.
My buddy did that.
It's worth it.
He went to, but also the same thing in Mexico.
Yes, but I'd rather go to Colombia instead.
Yeah, but he did that. He moved to Mexico just so he can get his teeth done.
Wow.
And it was like 35 versus 5.
And it's, but the Colombia is beautiful because you got those higher climates and you have lower climates. Like in La Costa, they have like the beaches. And if you want to get colder, you go to Bogota because it's always cold over there. But yeah, so it's beautiful.
It's not cold.
Bogota's cold.
No, it's not.
It's like the highest level. They got Monterrace, it's like 30,000 feet above sea level. And when it starts, it's always raining and cold sometimes, most cases. And it gets really cold and blah. I would imagine Medellin is different. I haven't been to Medellin yet, so I can't compare.
No, if you say it's cold, you better not go to London. That one is cold and rainy all the time.
They say the same thing about London. Cold. London's always raining.
No, London.
Yeah. London. So anyhow, tell us about Papa's Pizza.
Papista.
Okay, you.
What is?
Yes, Papista.
Okay, so tell us what makes your restaurant better than the others.
Oh, just because Papista is more the pizza. It's something we make it with love, creative hands. We use the unique topics and great combinations, and that way the pizza lovers there's a lot of challenges over here. So, this is like a friendly family restaurant. Mean is, you can come up with your friends, children, grandfathers, grandparents, something can help you to have a nice time over here because it's a family. We are our family, and, you know, eat like a family because everything is created from the scratch. So, the people can enjoy our food.
Friendly is what I would say. I would even use the word
family.
Love or friendly would be the word I would choose is how you make people feel when they walk in.
I see you do delivery too, so I'm sure to be watch out for my order tomorrow. I'm gonna try out that pizza.
You know, this is not a hard name, it's pa pizza, so it's like papi. You never heard of papi? Oh, you papi. Mm-hmm. So you can't papi, forget papi.
Yeah, papi. Yeah, because, you know, that one is a common name in Latino. Papi, that one is a common name in the, So for that, it's a combination of the pizza and pasta, come on, papista,
I just like the fact that you took the, you know, the culture from Colombian style to, you know, go ahead and take a cuisine that is well known in the United States, spicy pizza. I mean, it's like it's a American dish, right? And then you're making it your own. So, you're saying you make everything from scratch, and I'm sure it's just amazing. The different types of pizza that I'm sure you can serve the public.
Ordering online at PAPIZZTA.
Absolutely. And they're located at 2679 Palm Harbor Boulevard. It's but next to Alternate Route 19 North in Palm Harbor, Florida. And of course, they can call and make orders, right? They can call you at 727-786-8668. What are your operating hours?
We open at 11 to 9. Monday through Saturday, and 12 to 9 Sunday.
Okay, so that's great. So do you do, like, private parties or anything like that, birthdays, anything like that? Or
Yes. Like, the people can come on over here, and they have something so specific. We had a team, the children, and the DJ had earplugs, and that way the people outside, they cannot hear the music, the noise. Only the children hear for that they want to hear. They eat, drink, they're supposed to, that's it. And they have much, you know, very fine. Things like that, like a grandma birthdays, you know, family reunion. They can come and eat together. And we have specials. The specials, you know, make the people so happy. We have big combos, and that way the people save a little money, you know.
No, I mean, I can see by your coupon that you have it on Brian's Cash Clause. He has a coupon booklet, and you have a coupon there. It says a free pizza on Tuesday. But, of course, it's including 20-inch and a specialty pizza with purchase of any pizza or equal lesser value. You're getting a free pizza, folks. You're getting two for one. I mean, come on. I mean, this is a steal.
And with the largest pizza in town.
Wow.
We have the largest
pizza in town.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No. So it's something like people can take advantage of those because, you know,
they got the large pizza in town.
They really do.
Well, you know, every time I come here, we're eating pizza.
That's why they shouldn't say large, right? Because a large at Hungry Howie's is 14-inch, right?
No.
Yeah, at Hungry Howie's. No, you are 20-inch.
You're 20. But how
so if I put large pizza, right, people just in their head put 14-inch. But really, she's twice, not twice the size, but like...
That's a big amount of difference.
It's a big difference.
It's pretty big.
So for her, for marketing purposes, I was trying to tell her she should call hers an extra, extra large, right? Uh-huh. But she has that New York mentality because that's how it's done in New York is how she's doing it.
It's New York style.
It's New York style.
Yeah.
But people down here don't understand that. So from a marketing standpoint, would it be better to say extra, extra large 20-inch pizza?
I would say extra, extra large.
Right.
I like that. It's catchy.
It's versus because we put it in her head, we put large. And people, they might miss that 20-inch thing.
I'd put the 20-inch right on there.
Is it in there?
It's not on this one. Is it on that one?
It's on this one.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's right below there where it says free pizza. Like the,
yeah, I got it.
Yeah, but like... Yeah. So anyhow, that's from a marketing standpoint. And then we put the grand opening signs. We supplied her with grand opening signs.
That's awesome.
And then the one was down in front of your store. I put that back up, by the way, yesterday. That one we're having a problem with. But it says grand opening, and that's important. People driving by see a grand opening sign.
So let me ask you this question. You got a 20-inch size pizza, and you get two slices of cheese. Is that the 20-inch that you cut the slices, or is it a smaller size? Oh, okay.
No. It's 20 inches. So it's like almost 9 inches.
Okay. And you get a free can of soda with that, with two slices of pizza for $6.99, and it's pretty big. We gotta step over there.
For the early birds, too, you get a 50% off any one menu item.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe we can do our Christmas thing there. Would you come if we do a Christmas thing there?
Oh, of course.
Would you come?
Yeah, we had a present boxes.
Oh, yeah, talk about the Christmas boxes that you have. They put gift packages together that are all wrapped up in a real Christmassy present-looking box.
Brian, if you want her to tell her about the Christmas boxes, let her tell it. Maria, what do you got for Christmas boxes?
Yes, you can choose any pizza, and we put in the box. It's like a flower set. You put like a pizza set. So you have pizza, wine, dessert, and starter in the box. And it comes with the balloon and the car.
Well, Maria, my name is Angel Santiago, so I'm going to come knocking on your door. Is this a number?
It's a beautiful gift to give for Christmas. It really is.
You know, there's another coupon, 50% off any menu. This is awesome. This is a great deals you have going on here. That's amazing. That's beautiful. It's nice.
No, we have different kinds. If you want to see them online,
I want to be there in person. I want to go online. I'm going to go there in person. I'm probably going to go to town.
I'm ordering online tomorrow. PAPIZZTA.
There you go.
Yes, we have black olives.
And for those folks that want to order, 727-786-8668. Again, 727-786-8668. My name? Angel Santiago.
Okay, Steve. You come and pick up in 20 minutes?
I'll pick it up in 20 minutes. She's probably talking to another customer. I think it's me.
With pepperoni, with black olives, this is safe.
Okay, she's multitasking, obviously.
That's it.
Got black olives.
You got to respect that. Yeah, she's really... And then she also owns a... she's an accountant, so she owns a tax company. She has people working for her. And she also owns a travel agency where she works with seniors on how to travel.
Cool.
She's a multitasker, you see.
I guess so.
So she owns three businesses, you know.
And then I don't know how she does it.
Yeah, and she's very successful. You know. And she's,
Maria, are you still on the line?
All right, that's no. Okay. We'll go on.
Okay.
Let's play a song, like a pizzeria song. That's okay.
It's a Colombian.
Hey, before you do that, anybody who wants a $100 gift card, localsaverclub.com, you want a little help on getting some good coupons and stuff sent to you, and you want to get a chance to win a $100 free gift card, localsaver.com.
Now, I wanted to ask you something on that, too.
That's your business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave that to my daughter as a gift because you gave me the card.
Oh, did you?
But she couldn't access it because she said she didn't have the zip code. Is that correct?
I'll get her the zip code. Yeah, they never asked me for a zip code, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I think I gave it to you with the zip code, with the receipt, too. So.
But yeah, I would need the zip code. And I meant to tell you that, I forgot, just because you brought it up now. But I didn't even, if she says it, she's a good girl, so.
Yeah,
you know,
check into that.
Yeah, so what do you need?
Yeah, we'll
make
good on it.
Do you need the receipt or just the zip code?
I don't think, I'll check, and I'll get with her.
Yeah, I'll give you her number. Cool. Okay, yeah. Kind of neat off the side there. So back to the TV show. What do you think of that?
I think it's very interesting. I think that's pretty cool, actually. You got the radio station, you got the coupon book, and you got television, live TV. I think you have the perfect personality, I'm telling you. You're the things that come out of your mouth amazes me.
But it makes Matt mad, right? Matt doesn't like me. And it's okay. I'm okay.
I don't think he's had to hit the delay button once, though. He should be loving you.
No. He thinks I talk too much, right?
But you do.
I have an opinion on it, but I'm going to keep this PG and not say anything. At least not on the air.
You know what? Matt really does a great job, though. I got to be upfront with you. He does.
But then sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's a lot harder.
But what happens is, what you have is certain people. Like, I say this, like, I can, and I was just telling this to Floyd, right? He has this person that likes him, right? So I said to him, I can't sell them. You can. There's some people I can't sell that you can sell.
Well, I saw that firsthand.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right. And then, so with Matt, I'm just using Matt as an example.
I'm a witness.
Matt. Fucking, I almost cursed. But,
what do you mean almost? You did. Thanks for breaking the streak of the dump button. Thank you very much. Good grief, man. All right, that's it. That's it. Whatever's in that red cup, get it out. Get it out of the room.
But I can sense that Matt gets... No, seriously. I'm so observant. I can sense that Matt has like an anger toward me a little bit. Right? And you know it's true, Matt. Like he makes these faces. He's back there in the
booth. That's because there's times where you just come up with stuff off the cuff. I'm like, I want to keep the show organized a little.
Yeah. But he has hand language like this. He's in the booth. Only if you can see. I can't. Yeah. You
know, really. Trust me. It's a good thing I'm sitting on this side of the booth instead of in front of the camera. Otherwise, we get thrown off YouTube.
Yeah. And then he puts his hands on his head like this. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's good.
And usually he responds, never in 20, 30 years have I ever. And he'll say what you did.
Yeah, I've been doing this 15 years. You are, without a doubt, one of the most interesting people I've ever come across in this industry.
Well, very good. And your business is not going to succeed.
That's fine. I'm in my business right now. So I'm good.
That was an inside joke with somebody. And I don't believe you own the business either. And you're going to fail.
And Matt's not your name.
No. Your name is
Mickey. Whatever it is, you can't get it done.
Yeah. Imagine opening up a restaurant where you don't have it where you can Google the name.
No, don't mention the restaurant name. Don't mention it.
Really, do you really want to? I Googled the name of this restaurant, and I said, you know, it don't come up. He goes, oh, well, I don't want it to come up.
The wow. Guy,
you know what I mean? And he's there by himself with three cooks in the back.
It's a front.
You know, the horrible thing is, though, that we actually have to help our customers oftentimes get on Google Maps, get their Google account set up properly. They have right. No idea that they're losing business, you know, or they're not getting emails.
You know what I can
and they
say
don't
this?
Know it. Losing customers right there.
I've never got a lead from the computer.
Really?
Never.
Never.
Right. I was just thinking of that.
But you know why? Because you don't have a computer.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, whoever's in charge of my computer.
Right? Just, how are you going to get a lead if you have no computer?
But everybody tells me they get leads off the computer. I get leads off the computer. The leads are coming from the computer. Do you know how many leads I get from the computer?
Zero.
Zero, apparently.
Zero. Right, so we must be doing something wrong if I'm not getting no leads. No one said, I saw you on the computer.
Okay, so what computer do you have?
I don't have a computer.
But that's the problem.
I don't.
How do you know? You don't keep track of it.
Yeah.
He's old school.
Yeah, I'm real old school. I used to have a direct mail company, right? And I told them, well, how can you get my information? I said, the only way you can get it is through direct mail. I'm a true direct mail company. No, we can't Google your name? No. Nope. Just direct mail, baby.
Hence, coupon books. So, I mean, but it is the market, though. You know, he's got the market for this, so.
It's a great market, and it's a very, market. Very effective advertising.
Yeah, especially in this
without
area.
Without a doubt. I mean, at the
in
cost.
In this area, New York, no. But yeah, here, yes.
Sending out a postcard, a 4x6 postcard,
yeah.
50 cents for each person.
And it's worth it.
Each person.
I really think it's worth it.
Absolutely, but the coupon book is so much better,
yeah, but
right?
But the return is going to be, I'm going to say this, 20 times better than the coupon book.
Really?
The postcard. Yes.
It's a lot more expensive, though.
But it's a lot more. Sometimes there's the old saying, you get what you pay for.
I guess so.
I get the more you mail out, the cheaper it is, by the way. So, but it's in bulk.
But the postcard is the way to go.
There's even a guy bulk, that does, though. Yeah. It doesn't go down that much. Really? I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. Bulk. Yeah. Yes. 46 cents, I think, is the postal cost.
Well, yeah, that is expensive.
Yeah, A to Z.
That's at like 10,000.
Yeah. What I was thinking of doing is maybe combining like four people on a postcard. So now you bring it down to, say, 12 cents a piece. And then just four people agreeing to do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? That's different.
Mm. That's a great idea.
Right. And is that called patent? You know what they call it? There's a name for it back in the 60s. Call it marriage mail.
Oh, wow.
Never heard of that.
You're married with someone else. That's why they call it marriage mail.
This is why I love coming here. Brian the Cash Claw is here.
Yeah.
He's got our all solutions.
Yes.
Lost techniques.
I can give you an idea, right? But that doesn't mean I know how to do it. Or I can say something like, do the next right thing. You know, and if you really do the next right thing, the next right spirit is going to come your way.
Yep, I believe that.
Well, I got something else for you, Brian. Dance Forever is on the line. Kathy's on the phone.
Well, Kathy, and I just said spirit, right? I believe that if you want to get in touch with the Lord, right, and you want to get in touch with God, to see the face. That's what I'm talking about.
Can we stick to the point and get on with the interview, please? Stop worrying about me and do the interview.
But
there's that anger right there. The anger. Two times I see it, when he's trying to hurry the show along and when he's waiting for you to show up.
No, I'm just waiting for you to show up to make sure we have a show. And this is where that show gets completely off the rails. Keep it on point, please.
I am. Let me finish my thought, and then you're going to say you're right. So anyhow, dancing to the Lord, right? I believe in the black churches, right? You go to a white church, you don't see them really dancing and hollering, right? But I've been to a few black churches, right? And they are dancing to the Lord, and they feel the Spirit. And I'm not saying that you don't feel the Spirit, but what's the difference they do in the black churches versus the white churches?
They sing.
What do they do? You know Dance Forever. What do they do?
I think they praise. They have testimonies. There's a lot of audience participation.
They dance.
They dance in the aisles. Well, I've seen that in other churches as well.
But I'm not saying not, but more the higher percentage of black church, because I'm watching on TV. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying from watching it on TV, I'm not saying I go to black churches, right? But I'm not, because I don't want to mislead anybody. But when I see it on TV, I feel the Spirit of God when they're dancing. And then in the Bible it says when you dance that it opens a channel to the Lord. There's a verse in the Bible that says that. Dancing will open up a channel to the Spirit of God.
Dancing opens up a lot. Good health. A great relationship with your spouse, your girlfriend, or fiance, or whoever.
Right.
Yeah. If is that where we're going? We're going to a dance thing?
Because
I am all about dance. I bachata, I rumba, I love dance.
Woo! Awesome.
Right. So this is Dance Forever. She's in Palm Harbor. And that's where I was going with that. What do you think? Dancing, is there anything? And then I really enjoy doing this too. And I hate to say this, I call it solitude. You could say alone, but it sounds better when I'm in solitude versus saying alone. But I'll go alone, just to get the point across, to a dance club or a place that I know they dance. And I'll sit there, and I don't drink. You know, I don't drink or anything, drug or nothing.
Recovered.
Yep. Yeah. So what I do is I'll order a Diet Coke, right? And I watch people dance. And I can say this to you, Dance Forever, that's the most joy I have in my life is when I watch people in the spirit of dancing and the joy you see in their face.
It's true. I like to think I can see the inner child when I see people dancing. It's like a fountain of youth.
Very good.
People who dance together love and live together. It's wonderful.
What do you
think? Not any way to get closer with someone, and there's just so much to it, and you just learn so much about each other. It's incredible.
And it is good to dance well. I'm not going to say it's not, because that's what you teach people how to dance. But have the courage to get on the dance floor. Also, even if you don't think you dance good, because you're not doing it to impress anybody. You're doing it for the inner self, the inner spirit. You know, the more I don't think about what others think, the happier my life is.
I agree.
So tell me about your studio. Is it a studio, a dance club? Tell us more about it, because I can't see your coupon.
It's a dance studio. Yep. We've been in business 13 years. We offer evening group classes for adults, dance lessons by appointment, and an amazing value. We've got January Jumpstart coming up, where for $100 per person, 18 dance classes are included.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's beautiful. And then it's a we thing, too. Right,
we get to develop a great sense
of
community.
Unity.
Right. Now we're doing a teddy bear drive that will help our local law enforcement when they have difficult calls involving children to help offer the child a little teddy bear to help soothe them.
Oh, wow.
So that's going strong. And
there is
something
we like
to do little community events like that. So we're more than dance. We have a dance boutique. We're helping people finish off their holiday gifts with Swarovski jewelry. And just lots of great people come through these doors.
Where are you located again?
We're in Palm Harbor in the Fountains Plaza at 34990 U.S. Highway 19 North.
Okay, cool. I think I've gone by there. What are a couple of the places that are close by?
Shogun Restaurant, Tiffany's. We're actually right behind Tiffany's and right next to Shogun. The House of Beer is right around the corner. So lots of little places to have a bite to eat and a drink and then come have a dance date.
And do you have like open times that the people who aren't students can come in and dance like a party?
We have dance socials that will restart after the new year every other Saturday. And on our website, Dance Forever Florida, you can now view all of the scheduled classes and add them to your calendar or share an invite with your friends.
Well, I wonder how many people got married that met at your place or got into a relationship.
Yeah, some very long-term relationships.
Oh, wow, what a story, huh?
Even if they aren't married, having dance as a skill, especially for the gentlemen, is very appealing to the ladies, and ladies who know how to dance have told me it's sort of a deal-breaker. If the gentleman doesn't dance and they see it on his dating profile, then they don't get a date.
Right, because, no, that makes sense, really.
It's a strong part of their lifestyle, and
sure,
they want somebody who's going to be fit and active and, yeah, so be able to have a good time out and about with them.
Good stuff.
Do you ballroom dance?
Yes.
No. I'm looking at Brian. I'm sorry. I know you dance. I'm looking at Brian.
Actually, I'm a very good dancer, actually.
Awesome.
I will say that. And I was told that, like, when I was in high school, these girls came up to me because I didn't have an ounce of fat on me, right? Just imagine. Lean, mean.
Hands. Brian, cash clothes machine.
I'm going to have nightmares now. Thank you very much.
I was a handsome machine. I would tell you that. My name is Brian. I'm a handsome machine, and I also dance. And that would be my pickup line.
Did it work?
Yes. Because they would always look at me and say,
stop turning the headphones by the mic. That's what's making that noise.
I'm not.
Okay. Maybe me.
Maybe you. Oh, he's yelling at you now. Okay. But no, I love to dance. And I bet you if I showed you how I dance forever, you would say, could you please come more often and teach?
Hey, do you have like, you know, my parents are from Puerto Rico, you know, and I know they like, you know, salsa, merengue, bachata. Do you teach those type of classes as well?
We do. Salsa is so popular in Pinellas and Hillsborough. It's frequently requested. Right now, our salsa classes are going on Tuesday nights.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
You know, and then
it's very romantic, and you start people seeing them dancing salsa. I don't know, something maybe.
You too.
Very athletic, so I know somebody was talking about going to the bar and not drinking. Most dancers don't drink because it impairs our balance.
Really?
And it's really a form of physical fitness. It's like cardio. People don't go to the gym and drink, so.
Right.
Yep.
You know, there's a new place that just opened up, and do you know when he opened up? A sauna. Right?
Oh.
That's it. It's at Curlew and Alternate 19. And what he does is you sit in the sauna, and then he has a cold bath, like a cold plunge is what he calls it. You sit in the sauna, do the cold plunge, then go back to the sauna, and then go do the cold plunge, right? And I thought to myself, I'm just thinking, would that be a liability there?
Get sick?
No, not even sick. How about a heart attack? Because the water is cold.
I guess
cold.
It could be, yeah.
Because you're going from, but what do you think about that?
It's supposed to be very good for your body on a cellular level.
Tell us.
And it's very popular in Scandinavia.
See?
They even have a button in their shower that gives them an ice shot.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so for some people, it's a way of life. And lots of people are, it was even on one of the late night shows, where they had Mark Wahlberg on, and he had the dance host or the host of the show get in the ice bath on the TV show.
You know, you see football players do that after a game. Mm-hmm. They get into ice.
The ice bath, yeah.
And what does the ice bath do?
I think it reduces inflammation.
Okay. And I know, like, when you get hurt, that you're, the first 24 hours, it's ice, not heat like mm-hmm. people think.
Right, because heat's expanding, so
right.
the ice is making
it. And people say put heat on it. That's the biggest mistake. You know what else you can't do? Go ahead, Matt. Listen to this one. Because you can't put a frozen turkey into hot grease. You know what will happen?
It'll explode. Don't ask me how I know.
It actually boosts your immune system, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't know that. So that's good.
It is. That's good.
And then, like, the Scientologists, right, what they do is they have something called purification. Right, and what they'll do is they'll have you sit in the. They do it for 7 days, and you sit in there for hours. And you know what they give you? What vitamin? Niacin. And then you sit there and you sweat as like till you're throwing up. They let you come out. They give you something to drink and they pump you with vitamins. And then you know what they do? They send you back in there.
So believe it or not.
So I'm just gonna tell you what I did. I did this 30 years ago, and they call it purification, and they said that it would cure alcoholism because it would take all the alcohol and toxins out of your body.
Did it work?
I don't want to say nothing negative, but no, it didn't. I drank the whole time, but the point is I did feel good.
That's good.
Yeah, so I did feel good. And, you know, it was a real expensive to do, too, actually. So there are ways that. What do you think about doing 7 days of sitting in a sauna for 3 to 4 hours a day?
Pass. Hard pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dan's forever?
I think it sounds like I'd feel very weak.
Mm-hmm. And then they pump you with vitamin, but mainly, and then you turn orange. Do you know when I looked in the mirror? Why would niacin or the vitamins turn you orange? Does anybody know?
It's like a flamingo. They're pink because they eat the algae off the water.
Now, do you dance forever? Do you go to like a fitness center or anything like that, or just use the dancing to keep you in fit?
Pretty much just the dancing.
And if we had a dance off, who would win, me or you?
I hope it would be me.
She gave me the benefit of doubt. She says she hopes it'll be her.
That's it.
I would say that she would win with confidence.
No. One of us is doing it for a profession, so I would say odds are in my favor. But,
yeah. But
I haven't seen Mean Dancing Machine yet.
That you got the name. Handsome. What's my name now? Say it right. I'm Brian, the Dancing Machine, the mm-hmm. Handsome Machine.
Weren't you on Seinfeld one time? Or?
That's it. But, you know, the thing about dancing, though, is it's lovely. And it's actually, can I say this, or is this inappropriate? It's also sexual.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Romantic.
Is that
romantic is the word.
Is that the word? Romantic.
It sounds, yeah, romantic.
But there is a romantic side to it, too. Right? Dance forever?
Definitely. Some dances more than others.
Right. The twerking.
Some
I wouldn't
even
say twerk.
Some styles are romantic. Huh? Slow romantic bachata. Dances with sensual hip motion.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's. But anyhow, I really enjoy watching people dance. I like to dance, and I think that it opens up a channel to the Lord. And I'm being real on that. That's not kidding. I believe when you dance, you're opening up the spirit for God to come in. I truly believe that, and it's in the Bible too. Yeah, so any comment on that?
No, I think we're in agreement.
Okay. So give us your address and your phone number and where you're located.
Sure. Our phone number is 727-723-3269, and we're located in Palm Harbor in the Fountains Plaza at 34990 U.S. Highway 19 North. We're near Alderman Road.
Well, there you go. And thank you for being on the show. We're also doing something at Christmas time where we're giving out Christmas bicycles at the Dunning and Country Club. And hearing what you just said, you might want to be part of that.
That sounds wonderful.
I'll get with you on that. And then also, did you hear I'm doing a TV show?
No.
So I left that part out. I got to get to my next, but I want to tell you, we're doing a TV show, and there's where we can do the dance-off.
That sounds like fun. Wow. Now, yeah, absolutely.
Right? I challenge you on live TV to a dance-off. Do you accept?
Well, we'll see. Give me more information.
Oh, it's on a nice channel. It's on Roku. It's a clean thing. Yeah, but anyhow. Okay, I see you're scared. That's okay. Anyhow, dance forever.
Happy holidays.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we got in the house, my friend Mark and my friend Diana. He was sitting at the he was sitting in the sandbox, and you know what you said? What?
I have no idea. I forgot my memory.
You said I want to grow up to walk dogs.
Dogs. Well, I love dogs. I've had them my entire life.
All right, so tell us about you guys. We got 4 minutes to tell us about your business. Okay.
Well, basically, we're a dog walking, sitting, boarding, and basic training services. We try to accommodate the customer's needs, whatever they might be. And we're centrally located on the Clearwater Lago line right there, right off of 19. So anywhere in Pinellas is feasible for us. And what we're doing is this, yeah, we just talked on the way over, and we're going to do a special. And the special will be that we will do absolutely free first walk, to meet the client or whatever.
Really?
And after that, we'll do a, for the first month, $20 per walk. So if anyone is interested, again, just to meet the customer, meet the dog, we'll do the first walk absolutely free. And again, that will be till the end of the
year. We should change the ad then. Why don't we change the ad?
Well, because we're just doing it for Christmas.
Well, just
holidays.
Do it for the coupon.
All right,
book.
We'll change the ad.
Yeah,
change the ad next book. But yeah. Anyhow, we can be reached at 727-831-3518 or 617-839-6908. And again, we love animals. We do cats too, but predominantly it's a dog. Walking service. A lot of people travel during the holidays, so we can do boarding either at their home or at our place, whichever would be more convenient for them.
Wow, that's one. Tell us, what do you think, Diana?
And our mission is to really basically deliver the highest quality of service to meet your animal's needs. And, if you're away and you're going away for a trip, that your dog is in the highest hands, because we love animals. And again, it's dog walking, pet sitting, basic training, boarding, drop-ins. And what happens with drop-ins is a lot of people go out of town, and what we'll do is we'll drop in twice a day. And we do love to do the meet and greet, so we get to know how the clients are and to get to know if the dog, and Mark and myself, run any pet dog services, if we're all compatible.
Well, very good. And then what's the name of the company?
Serenity Dog Services.
So if they Google Serenity Dog Services, will your phone number come up?
Our phone number will not come up yet. We used to have an ad, but that no longer is. So
how can they Google you so if they remember?
Well, what you can do is...
I should have asked that before.
Yeah, what I was going to say is we do not have a website up yet, but you can, again, contact us at either 727-831-3518.
3518.
Correct.
831-3518.
Correct.
727.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you want to speak to me directly, it's 617-839-6908. That's my number. Diana's was the first one, and... Again, we wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, New Year's. But, again, take advantage of that free walk and let us meet your pet.
Yep, there you go.
Take it from
and
there.
And I like the name Dog Serenity because everybody wants to be at peace.
You want peace of mind.
Okay, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having
us. Dance forever.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.